I'm Ronnie Allen, and I'm talking to a man who answers to the name of George Tomsko and sometimes answers to the name of George Fireball. Is that correct, Mr. Tomsko Fireball?
That's right, Ronnie Allen. You betcha. George Fireball.
You're one of the founding members of the Fireballs. I was going to say the founding member, but you actually found it with a couple of other people, right?
Yeah, but it was my idea to start the group, and I started with myself and recruited Chuck Tharp to start singing while I played guitar, and then we added Danny Trammell and then Eric Budd on drums and Stan Lark on the bass for the last member.
Eventually, Chuck Tharp left, and Jimmy Gilmer replaced him, and of course, the Fireballs, along with Jimmy Gilmer, had the number one hit of 1963, which was something called Sugar Shack.
It was a very good year.
It was, and we direct people to listen to my complete interview that I did with you and also with Jimmy a few months ago that's on my Ronnie's Radio page. The reason I called today, George, is to discuss a Christmas recording that you sent to me a few months ago. It's a recording of a song that you wrote several years ago, and there was something very special about the song, apart from the quality of the song. It's a great song, by the way. This was special because it was actually a gift. Could you tell us the story of Merry Christmas, Mom and Dad?
Sure. Glad you asked. I was living in the Kansas City area at the time, and the Santa Fe Railroad goes through Kansas City, and Raton is along the route as it goes to Los Angeles. It stops here in Raton, New Mexico, which is my hometown, and I found myself on the train and had not done any Christmas shopping yet, and I was going to be arriving Christmas Eve day.
This was the year 1975 when you were on this train, right?
Right. And so I says, oh my goodness, I know I'm not going to have any time to do much shopping there, and I don't know what to get Mom and Dad, so I thought, well, maybe, let's see, I got about 12 hours of writing here. Maybe I'll just write them a song. And so I composed the song on the way and decided that I would just give them a song for Christmas, which wound up being actually the best gift I'd given them for years.
What was your mom's reaction as soon as she heard the song? I assume she cried.
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, she played it all year long.
Did Dad cry as well?
No, he was proud of it, but I didn't see him necessarily shed any tears.
Okay. Both of your parents really appreciated it so much, and of course your mom was a little bit more emotional about it.
Absolutely.
It was in 1998 that you got the opportunity to use the song in a different context.
That's correct. As it worked out, Kearney Elementary School here in Raton was looking for another song for their Christmas play, and I was trying to help them find a particular song, and we couldn't locate it, and so I just at the last minute said, I have an extra Christmas song hanging around if you would like to review it, and if you think that you can use it for your program. And I sent a cassette tape down to them, and they loved it, and said, sure, we want to do it for a program, and then turned around and called me and said, how about if you led the singing? And I said, well, okay. I did that with the kids. Actually, my lead singing, leading the kids in the song for the performance. When I listened back to the recording, I thought the kids sounded just really good. I was really impressed with their recording. And so I said, you know, why don't we expound on this and add the Fireballs to the whole thing? We went into the studio and put the Fireballs around the kids singing and wound up with a very heartfelt family Christmas kind of song, sing-along, said, Merry Christmas, Mom and Dad.
How many kids were on the record?
250 plus.
Just 250? Small group?
Just 250.
This is like a mini Mormon Tabernacle Choir.
Yeah.
I have to tell you that this record deserves to be played on mainstream radio, oldies radio, whatever. It is a great song that started out as a gift. This is George Tomsko, along with the Fireballs and 250 plus kids, Merry Christmas, Mom and Dad.
And I'm on my way to Christmas to the mountains of New Mexico. The Kansas City lights fade away behind me in the darkness. steel wheels beneath me sound like music in my ears that takes me home. Merry Christmas, Mom and Dad. I'm so glad tonight you'll be here. Even though it's been 1 year, everything is all right now. And when it calls, you know I gotta go. I'll try to be home soon, but if I see there's no way I can make it.